This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. About a year ago, the Interior Department shut down new mining on something like 1 million acres of government land near the Grand Canyon. Uranium mining, to be clear. Experts say the land around our second most visited national park holds some of the richest uranium ore deposits in the country. So mining companies are trying everything they can think of to get around that ban. From Flagstaff, KJZZ's Laurel Morales has the story.
You think the Grand Canyon is our national treasure? For miners, it's the uranium ore that's in the earth around it. A lot of energy can be produced with just a small amount of the uranium ore.
It's probably the cleanest, safest energy we have available. The rest of the world has recognized that, and so there's going to be an ongoing demand for uranium.
Don Pillmore oversees the Arizona Strip Mines for Energy Fuels Resources. He drives on a dirt road to the Arizona 1 mine, about 10 miles north of the Grand Canyon Park boundary. This mine was one of four that was grandfathered in before last year's ban. It's about the size of a Walmart parking lot. 1,000 or more feet below the surface, a couple dozen miners use explosives to blast out the ore.
That box that you see up in the headframe there, that's the man cage that the miners ride up and down into the mine on.
Underneath the cage, a giant yellow bucket turns upside down and dumps 2.5 tons of gray rock. Pillmore sticks a Geiger counter into a large pile to measure the radiation level.
Yeah, so this material right here runs about 10 pounds of uranium per ton of rock. This is about our average grade.
But environmentalists say that's a dangerous amount for anyone who lives near the Grand Canyon. It was carved out by the Colorado River, and that river still provides drinking water for nearly 40 million people.
There's literally hundreds of seeps and springs in the Grand Canyon that are potentially at risk.
Roger Clark's been fighting uranium mining companies for the Grand Canyon Trust for many years. He recently took me up in a plane over the mines to get a different perspective. From 11,000 feet, the Arizona 1 mine looks like a postage stamp. He points out how close the mine is to drainages and creeks. Scientists have found high levels of uranium in wells and springs near the mines. But mining companies have argued that uranium naturally occurs in those springs, and today's technology is so precise there's no need to worry. But Clark says it's not foolproof as we fly over a mine that recently ran into trouble. He says when they drilled down, they hit a pocket of water.
When they reopened it in 2011, they found millions of gallons of water had filled up the shaft.
And that water likely became contaminated when it sat with the exposed uranium ore. Mining companies are trying a new strategy, going after ore deposits on state land. One company wants to mine on state land near a popular trailhead south of the canyon.
There's a few signs that trucks have been out there. They've concluded their drilling, and they know they have a valuable deposit, and they want to go after it.
And the demand for uranium is growing. Countries like India and China are desperate for uranium ore as they finish construction on several nuclear reactors. In Flagstaff, Arizona, I'm Laurel Morales for Marketplace.